All right, so let's talk about this illusion, because that's what I call it, the illusion that somehow there's millions and millions and millions of people that support Hillary Clinton. Now, last Friday, Hillary did a rally, and Jay-Z, Beyonce, Queen Bey, and J-Lo performed. It was a free concert. I think it was in Cleveland, maybe. It's a free concert. And thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people showed up. So you watched Hillary speaking. You watched her do the whole Trump is a racist, Trump is a Nazi, Trump is a, you know, whatever he is. And you sat there and thought, wow, look at all these people. Look at all these thousands and thousands of people. Oh, my God. They're there for Hillary. And then she gets off the stage. Here comes Jay-Z. Here comes Beyonce. Here comes J-Lo. These people aren't there for Hillary. They're there for a concert that would normally cost $200 to $300 a ticket. $200 to $300 a ticket. Yes. Rose Bowl. About a year or so ago. Queen Bey and Jay-Z performed, and the tickets were between $200 to $300. And that wasn't for front row. That was just like nosebleeds. So Hillary talks, gets off stage, and then Jay-Z and Queen Bey perform. So people are forced, if they want to watch Queen Bey and Jay-Z, listen to Hillary Clinton screaming and yelling at them. And they basically gave her the sandwich of love. One above, one below. So Queen Bey started the show, done a couple songs. Then Hillary comes out. And then Jay-Z comes out once Hillary is done. They got to make it look like there's enthusiasm. Because remember, the polling up until Friday was all about Hillary Clinton in a landslide. Matter of fact, not just a landslide, but she was going into red states. She was going into red states to capture those states to run up the score. So that way, when she becomes president, it's a mandate. You guys remember that? She was going to Texas. She was going to Oklahoma. She's going to Utah. She's going to all these red states because she's going to run up the score. She wants to get a mandate. That way she could put universal health care in. She could go and nuke Russia. She can announce open borders, grant citizenship to the 11 or 12 million illegals, set up little enclaves of Muslims in every single city across the United States of America. Hell, kill the national anthem because it's racist. You remember all this. It's going to romp the score. That's why the polls had her at plus 12. AP had her at like plus 15. You had Trump supporters going, what's the point of voting? What's the point of voting? We're done. It's over. They did their job. But you can't have Hillary up 12 and then she either loses or only wins by a point or two, because then everything everybody has said about the polls and about the media is validated. So they had to bring those polls back in line with what all the polls have always known, which is the country is evenly divided, give or take 4 or 5 million. And if you got 4 or 5 other million to actually be motivated, they would vote against the Democrats. And in turn, the liberal agenda would be crushed. But you just got to get these people motivated. So now, individuals have been asking themselves and asking each other, hey, how is it that back in 08 and back in 2012, Obama had these rallies, these massive rallies, where he was filling up stadiums, not once in a while, but on a regular basis. So then in turn, it got translated into landslide wins because McCain could hardly fill up a gymnasium. We all remember 08 and 12. Obama filled stadiums. Romney and McCain, not so much. And so when Obama won, it was like, well, yeah, of course. Look. Look, you can't have a number one rated show, but yet everybody you talk to despises it. Can't have a show that's doing 8, 10, 15 million viewers week after week, but yet you can't find a single person that watches the show and likes the show. It doesn't work like that. And in this election cycle, the person that has all the crowds, the person that has the rock star status, remember, that's what everybody called Obama. He's a rock star. He's like a rock star status. Fills arenas. He's a rock star. The person that has the rock star status is Trump. But yet we're constantly told Hillary Clinton is crushing him. Doesn't make sense. It absolutely doesn't make sense. If you have two candidates going to the same state, the same areas, give or take 100 miles of each other, one does 10,000, the other one does 2,000. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Even Tim Kaine, and I know it's a VP. Who cares about a VP? Well, Sarah Palin had thousands of people that showed up to watch her back in 08. Tim Kaine does a rally in Florida, like 80 people show up. I could get more people at a rally in Florida. So now the media knows this. The Democrats know this. The elites know this. So what do? Because everybody focuses on those final week to 2 weeks of a campaign. You get Hillary out there with celebrities. People that people will come out to see, especially if it's free. So now, what happens? Oh, yeah, look, I get it. Yeah, Hillary's going to win. Look at all those people that are there for her. They're not there for her. They're not there for her. They're there to see Jay-Z and Beyonce give a free concert. Because their goddamn tickets are $200 a piece. That's why. And tonight was the same. Hell, tonight. Tonight was almost like a festival. It was. It was almost like a festival. Where it's a guaranteed sellout. It's like Metallica's Summer Sanitarium Tour from 15 years ago. Metallica, Korn, Linkin Park, Disturbed. Playing at the Coliseum. 95,000 people there. Tonight, you put on CNN and you're thinking it's Obama from 08. You're thinking it's Obama from 08 at Independence Mall in Philly. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are there. There's Hillary talking. The flag's behind her. CNN's cutting from her to the crowd. And you're like, holy moly. This is like a Trump rally. This is like a Obama rally. No. It's a festival. Because earlier in the night, you had Bill Clinton. Barack Obama. Michelle Obama. John Bon Jovi. Bruce Springsteen. This is a festival. You show up just to be part of, forget a movement, just because it's a Monday night. It's free. We get to watch Slippery One Wet Bon Jovi. You give love a bad name. Shot to the heart. It's awesome. I'm not a big Springsteen fan, but come on. Born in the... I mean, you're going. If you're living in Philly, you're like, what do you want to do tonight? Dude, let's get really high and go see Springsteen. Where's Springsteen playing? Ah, that old hag Hillary's doing some type of rally. But Springsteen and Bon Jovi are going to be, oh, dude, I'm down. Let's get loaded. So then you put on the television and you're thinking there's 25,000 people there for Hillary Clinton. They're not there for Hillary Clinton. They're there to see Slippery When Wet. Wanted Dead or Alive. Born in the USA. Glory days. And glory days. And that's what they're going to see. They're not going to see Hillary. Maybe they'll go see Obama. Maybe they'll go see Bill Clinton. It's a festival. I love Metallica. They're my boys. But when they're playing at a festival, They can't take credit for 95,000 people there to see them. Yeah. More than half of the people are there to see them. The other half are there because it's a festival. It's like, oh, we get to see all these bands and Metallica. Why else would I pay $250 for a ticket? But Friday to now, the elites, the media, the liberals, everybody gives this impression like there's this excitement. Oh, my God. It's going to be the first woman president. Oh, my God. No, there's no excitement. Absolutely not one iota of excitement. People are showing up at Independence Mall to see Bruce Springsteen, to see Bon Jovi, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and, oh yeah, the old coughing hag, Hillary Clinton. Hi! We're gonna charge the rich people for all the college bill. That's it. So if you just got engaged into this election in the last week, you're thinking, oh my God, Hillary Clinton has got the excitement, the enthusiasm, the youth. Whoa, everybody's going for it. No, they're not. Your typical liberal Democrat free stuff. College, vote for us, free. Healthcare, vote for us, free. Come out in this freezing cold weather at Independence Hall. Guess what? You get to see Springsteen. Free. Come over to this other horribly cold place, Cleveland. You get to see Beyonce, Jay, free. And this is the only time you're ever going to be able to see this stuff for free. Bruce Springsteen's never going to be doing concerts for free again. Hey, Bruce, you're a liberal. You're a big douchebag. You should be doing some free shows, you know, like free college. What are you talking about? I don't even know how to do a Bruce Springsteen accent. But he's a douchebag. Hey, Jay-Z, Beyonce, you going to do some more free shows? You going to come out to L.A. and do... They're going to look at... What are you saying, man? You're crazy. You crazy, man. Yeah, exactly. Hey, none of these a-holes are doing anything for free. You don't see Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi, Beyonce and Jay-Z pulling a couple $1 million. Hey, you put in five, you put in five, you put in five. Hey, we got 50 million. Let's go out of this 50 million and cut $100,000 checks to poor people. That will put them through college. It'll buy them a car. It will do all that. You don't see them doing that. Of course not. You could eradicate. Think about the issues that we have in this country that liberals are constantly telling everybody is the rich people's fault. Because they don't pay their fair share. They don't pay their fair share. They, Republican, rah, 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 rah. Imagine if you got all these rich Hollywood liberal douchebags together, made them all pitch in. Think about what could be eradicated. You could give health insurance to tens of millions of people. You could put tens of thousands, millions of people through college. You could do so much stuff. If you got 10 of the richest, liberaliest douchebags and had them all kick in $5 million. You're talking billions. Talking billions. But of course not. Think about it. Bill Maher gave $1 million to Obama. And yet, through this election cycle, he was a Bernie supporter. Because Hillary and Obama didn't do nothing for 8 years. Bill Maher's most precious, most beloved, think about it. His most precious and most beloved issue is legalizing marijuana, rescheduling it, decriminalizing it. And under 8 years of Obama, that was not done. That was not done. It's basically a state right issue that if you applied state right issue to abortion and gay marriage, liberals lose their minds. With marijuana, it's fine. It's a state rights issue. Hey, man, Colorado has recreational marijuana. It's legal there. Leave them alone. The people voted. Okay. Well, the people of California also voted against gay marriage. Well, that's different. Why is that different? Because it's something that you want? Hey, the people of Texas voted against late-term abortion. Well, that's wrong. Why? Why is that wrong? I thought it's a state rights thing. It's only a state rights thing for weed. It's only a state right thing for weed and assisted suicide. You're allowed to help your buddy kill himself if he's terminally ill. That's a state right thing. If you say, hey man, that's wrong. Well, the state of Oregon voted on it. Okay, well, the state of Texas said no gay marriage. Well, that's wrong. Oh, okay. All right. And this state voted against transgender bathrooms. Well, that's wrong. Okay. Sorry. So liberals are shit. Okay, there. I had to swear. Just bleep that. All right, I don't know where we are. We're at the 30 whatever mark. You bleep that, all right? Hit the dump button. Goddamn gnat flying around me too. Bleep that. So that's it. The people tonight at the Independence Mall there in Philly were not there to listen to Hillary Clinton screaming like a nut job. All right? You follow me? They're there to give the impression that there's some type of enthusiasm. There's some type of excitement. That there's all these people. And guys, listen. We're a far cry from a landslide, aren't we? When Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi and Obama and Michelle all got to show up in Philadelphia in a state that is supposed to be on Democratic lockdown, you know their internal polling is a little fuzzy. When they're in Cleveland, and you got LeBron James, Jennifer Lopez, and Jay-Z, and you got all of this star power in a state That's supposed to be on Democratic lockdown. You know their internal polling is fuzzy. You know that this landslide, this running up the score, is not real. It's a media creation. When they're running festivals at Independence Mall and in Cleveland, when they're running festivals with all of these people to get enthusiasm, their internal polling is fuzzy. Forget the CNN poll of polls. The CNN poll of polls that have Hillary Clinton up by 5. Listen, if Hillary Clinton was up by 5, there wouldn't be a festival going on in Philly. The big thing is the Latino voting surge. Look at the voting in Florida, the early returns. Look at the surge of Latinos. Yeah, well, look at the surge of whites, stupid. Talking about 1 million more white voters. I'm watching the numbers. They're talking about the Latino surge. Oh, from 400 to 800. Yeah? And you're talking about 1 million more white votes. Oh, well, that doesn't count. Why doesn't that count? And why do you think this surge means every single Latino is voting for Hillary? Why? That's why I said when we began this show, there's a lot of things we could talk about that are really going to be moot. Because in less than 12 hours, people are going to vote. In less than 12 hours, people are going to vote. We're going to start hearing stuff. God, what? I'm on the West Coast, but I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow for my unborn child at 2. That means it'll be 5 o'clock on the East Coast. They'll already start kicking out news. By 2 o'clock, there'll already be news.
Oh, well, the exit polls are showing this, and they were, and there must have been 7 million Mexicans in line in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. We got it, CNN. We got it. We're with you. We're with you. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of reorganizing and reshuffling come Thursday. Wednesday's the hangover, and then Thursday starts. Whoever wins things are going to be shuffled. Things are going to be shuffled. So, there's where we are as far as the festivals that are involving Hillary Clinton.